Wow, what a case. Mark, how would you have thought through that?
Well, I mean, this is first-line metastatic breast cancer, and so I'm going to consider trastuzumab-based regimens if her cardiac status is okay. Was
Which
her
was fine.
it was fine. So in the absence of any cardiac dysfunction, then she would be a candidate for cytotoxic therapy in combination with trastuzumab. If she's young and otherwise healthy, then she could probably even consider combination cytotoxics along with trastuzumab, a la TCH. But I don't probably feel strongly with these metastatic cases about combinations versus single agents or which agents that you use as long as it's trastuzumab based. I suspect that a 31-year-old will probably likely see multiple cytotoxics over time, and therefore it really is just trying to maximize the probability of getting some control of her disease up front and then palliation thereafter. This all, of course, would be used in combination with the bisphosphonate for her bone metastasis.
When did she present?
She presented the core biopsy was done December the 1st, and she was treated on December the 13th with carboplatin Herceptin with pomidronate.
Yeah, there you go.
What were your thoughts about, I guess it was the first presentation at the San Antonio meeting looking at lapatinib and inflammatory breast cancer, Mark?
Well, my interpretation of that data set is I was surprised it was selected for oral presentation because of such small numbers. So it was interesting. It's intriguing. There appears to be anecdotal clinical activity in this small series of inflammatory breast cancers. The reason it was chosen for presentation, I'm sure, is that it was a unique inflammatory breast cancer trial, which is a unique feature of the study design.
The thing that was interesting, it was kind of hard to figure it out overall with the response rate with the chemo plus lapatinib, but the thing that struck me was that they had a 2-week run-in period of lapatinib alone where they saw quite a few actual responses.
That wouldn't surprise me. I mean, we know that the inflammatory breast cancer population is enriched for a very high fraction of patients that have true HER2 gene amplification. So it wouldn't be all too surprising to see that a HER2-directed tyrosine kinase inhibitor would have significant clinical impact on such a patient population.